This is Earth and Sky on an unusual tool for scientific research. Canopy cranes are used to study a unique part of the forest canopy, or treetops.
There are 9 canopy cranes in use worldwide, with only one in North America. It's in the Gifford Pinchot National Forest in southeastern Washington state. This so-called Wind River crane stands in a grove of Douglas fir and western hemlock. Some of these trees are 500 years old and 60 meters, or about 200 feet, tall.
But the crane itself is even taller. It was originally used to hoist cement to the tops of skyscrapers. Now it lifts a yellow gondola above the treetops. In the forest canopy in this northwestern forest, the conifer branches and trunks are crusted with 20 different kinds of moss and nearly 120 kinds of lichen. Some of them were first discovered only when the crane began operating.
Scientists are also learning how an undisturbed old-growth forest works. This could help in the restoration of logged areas so that these areas eventually resemble the original undisturbed forest. And scientists are using the Wind River canopy crane to study how forests interact with the atmosphere. They want to know if an old-growth forest acts more as a source or a sink for carbon dioxide, a greenhouse gas.
Today's program was made possible in part by the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation. We're Block N Bird for Earth and Sky.